Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam. Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Srimad Bhagavatam. 6th Canto, Chapter 3, Verse 13. Yo nama bilvachi janam nijayam. Yo nama bilvachi janam nijayam. Batna titam triyamiva dama birga. Badnati tantriyamiva dama birga. Yasmai balim tam ime nama karma. Yasmai balim tam ime nama karma. Nibandha badas chakita vahanti. Nibandha badas chakita vahanti. Yo nama birvachi janam nijayam. Badnati tantriyamiva dama birga. Yasmai balim ta ime nama karma. Nibandha bandha shakita vahanti. Yo nama birvachi janam nijayam. Yam badnati tantriyamiva dama birga. Yasmai balim ta ime nama karma. Nibandha badhaschakita vahanti. Yo nama birvachi janam nijayam. Badnati tantriyam iva dama birga. Yasmai balinta ime nama karma. Nibandha bandha shakita vahanti. Yo nama birvachi janam nijayam. Badnati tantriyam iva dama birga. Yasmai balim ta ime nama karma. Nibandha bandha shakita vahanti. Matajis, ladies, Vaishnavis, Prabhus. Matajis? Yo nama birvachi janam nijayam. Badnati tantriyam iva dama birga. Yasmai balim ta ime nama karma. Nibandha bandha shakita vahanti. Ya hi wu namabi by different names. Vachi, to the Vedic language. Janam, all people. Nijayam, which has emanated from himself. Badnati, binds. Tantriyam, to a rope. Iva, like. Dhammabhi, by cords. Ga, bulls. Yasmai, unto whom. Balim, a small presentation of taxes. Te, all of them. Ime, these. Nama karma, of names and different activities. Nibandha, by the obligations. Badha, bound. Chakita, being fearful. Vahanti, carry. Translation: just as a driver of a bullock, it's okay for the sound? Okay? It's okay for the sound? All right. It's okay for the French accent? Okay. Just as a driver of a bullock cart ties ropes through the nostril of his bulls to control them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all men through the ropes of his words in the Vedas, which set forth the names and activities of the distinct orders of human society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. In fear, the members of these orders all worship the Supreme Lord by offering him presentations according to their respective activities. We repeat. Just as a driver of a bullock cart ties ropes through the nostril of his bulls to control them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all men through the ropes of his words in the Veda, which set forth the names and activities of the distinct orders of human society. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. In fear, the members of these orders all worship the Supreme Lord by offering him presentations according to their respective activities. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada: in this material world, everyone is conditioned regardless of who he is. One may be a human being, a demigod, or an animal, tree or plant, but everything is controlled by the laws of nature, and behind this natural control is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed by Bhagavad Gita 9:10, where Krishna says, Maya Dyakshina Prakriti Suyatesa Chara Charam. The material nature is working under my direction and producing all moving and non-moving beings. Thus, Krishna is behind the natural machine which works under his control. Apart from other living entities, the living being is a human form of body, is systematically controlled by the Vedic injunctions in terms of the divisions of Varna and Ashram. A human being is expected to follow the rules and regulations of Varna and Ashram, otherwise he cannot escape punishment by Yamaraj. The point is that every human being is expected to elevate himself to the position of a Brahmana, the most intelligent man, and then
one must transcend that position to become a Vaishnava. This is the perfection of life. The Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra can elevate themselves by worshipping the Lord according to their activities. Sve sve kalma nebirata sam silim labatenara. The divisions of Varna and Ashram are necessary to ensure the proper execution of duties and peaceful existence for everyone. But everyone is directed to worship the Supreme Lord, who is all-pervading, yena sarvam idam tatam. The Supreme Lord exists vertically and horizontally, otam protam, and therefore, if one follows the Vedic injunctions by worshipping the Supreme Lord according to one's ability, his life will be perfect. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.13, Atak Pumbi Jashvesta Vanashama Vibhagasha Stanutitas Dharmasya Samsidir Haritoshanam. O best among the twice born. It is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties, dharma, according to caste divisions and orders of life, is to please the Lord Hari. The Varnashram institutions offers a perfect process for making one eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Because the aim of every Varna and Ashram is to please the Supreme Lord. One can please the Lord and his direction of a bona fide spiritual master. And if one worships him directly, no. And if one does so, his life is perfect. The Supreme Lord is worshipable and everyone worships him directly or indirectly. Those who worship him directly get the results of liberation quickly. Whereas the liberation of those who serve him indirectly is delayed. The words Nam Abhirvachi are very important in the Varnashram institution. There are different names: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. The Vak, or Vedic injunctions, give directions for all these divisions. Everyone is expected to offer obeisances to the Supreme Lord and perform duties as indicated in the Vedas. Yonam abhir vachijanam nijayam badnati tantriyam iva damabhirga yasmei balim taiminam karma nibandha badash chakita vahanti. Just as a driver of a bullock car ties ropes through the nostrils of his bulls to control them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all men through the ropes of his words in the Veda, which sets forth the names and activities of the distinct orders of the human society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. In fear, the members of these orders all worship the Supreme Lord by offering him presentations according to their respective activities. So, the verse and Srila Prabhupada's purports are mainly about the Supreme Personality of Godhead being the supreme controller for everybody, especially in human society here, with the system of Varna and Ashram, with specific duties to perform. And also, you know, you may have noticed that in the verse and also in the purport, there is this word, fear. So at least in this verse and purport, we are reminded about, let's say, one legitimate motivation to worship the Supreme Lord, which is also fear. This is present in the verse. In fear, the members of his orders all worship the Supreme Lord by offering him presentations according to their respective activities. And Srila Prabhupada somewhere anyway, human being is expected to follow the rules and regulations of Varnanashram, otherwise he cannot escape punishment by Yamaraj. So this subject of fear within devotional service for us aspiring devotees may not be the most palatable or even inspiring thing. Yet, if we see it in the context of devotional service, not just material emotion, then it has to be considered. Why? Because for a devotee, this legitimate fear is going on along with attraction for the Lord. If there is only fear, even fear of punishment by laws of nature or by devatas or by the laws of the Supreme God, only the fear itself. Save pum sam parodalmo yato bhakti radokshaje. The goal of directing oneself toward God is to develop love for Him. And if the fear motivation is not accompanied with attraction for Him and ultimately love for Him, then we can see practically that in all religions it becomes linked. Either it's not enough to progress, fear, or worse, it becomes linked with hate. You know, when you are very fearful, you are not, you know, feeling good. And if you are not looking towards something higher with courage and hope, then this fear is a product of ignorance. In the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this is one aspect of the tamogun, fear. So if this fear is not linked with the service, loving service of the Lord through attraction, then it may rotate in himself and finally bring about some hate by frustration. And through fanaticism, this fear will produce horrible things through hate, you know, hating other living beings for not so-called worshipping the Lord as I feel it myself in my fearful and desperate condition. Okay, that's one point. You have any question on that? Any small comment? Discussion? Yes?
Is another type of fear that once somebody loves Krishna, is afraid of doing something that will make him lose that love?
Okay.
Like he made a mistake? Or
yes.
Something that's not according to his pleasure? He may be afraid that, oh my God,
okay. So discussion, Prabhu is saying that there may be another type of fear, which is when one is engaged in devotional service, he may fear to lose his position in regard to devotional service to the Lord for one reason or another. So fear, very good. Yes, that's fear. Fear in devotional service. The first fear was, let's say, fear in Varnashram, Dharma. Like when Ajamil, this is, you know, the story. Hare Krishna. We are in Ajamil's story, so I will go back to your point just to finish with the first one I met first. The story is that Ajamil was a Brahmana, and he did not follow his brahmanical duties because of circumstances. And therefore, he was to be punished at the end by Yamaraj. And indeed, he was subject to a great fear because he saw the Yamaduta, pretty fearful persons. So, yes, in Varnashram Dharma, there is not so much thing like attraction to the Lord, what to speak about love. It's more like it's in between material life and devotional service. You like to be, peaceful in your material life and prosperous, which is good if it is linked again with, some attraction for the devotees of the Lord and service. Otherwise, it's fear about punishment by the laws, like in this verse specifically. This is why this verse is speaking about this everything, that everyone is in fear, worshipping the Lord in the Varnashram Dharma because of, fear of punishment by the laws of Yamaraj. Well, this is okay, because, then Prabhu brings us to the point of fear within devotional service, which is another type of fear, losing one's position or one's aspiring position as devotees engaged in devotional service. Kanteya pratijani name bhakta pranashyati. Lord Krishna himself tells us in Bhagavad Gita that we should not fear as long as one is sincerely and seriously engaged in devotional service. Sincerely means in the heart, at least negative definition, no duplicity. We may have some lingering material desires, doubts, attachments, this and that, but our deep motivation is sincere. We want the Lord. We like him. We want to love him. So, no duplicity. Our main motivation is not to get something from him. It's to give him, increase his happiness. And after sincerely serving him, it's also to be done seriously. That means under the direction of a genuine spiritual master, who will give us the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga. And we will follow that seriously. We know all the different rules, the main ones and the extended ones about bhakti yoga. If one performs bhakti yoga in this way, sincerely and seriously, there is no real fear that a devotee should feel. And this is very good to hear, because that gives us impetus to become courageous. Because still there is fear, of course. We should feel fear, full of maya, always. Even if we are so-called sincerely and seriously engaged in devotional service, still, maya is very strong. Maya is not very far behind us, be it in our mind or in past years. So one has to be humble toward maya and have this little fear, which is good, but mainly a devotee is sincere, serious, and is amazed that Krishna is attracting him. I am attracted by Sri Krishna. This is such a wonder. How can I, with coming from Maya and Kali Yuga, how can I still have this level of worshipping God, which is attraction? This is by the mercy of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representative, the spiritual master, that we get this matchless gift of attraction for the Lord, for his name, easy to get, nakala, no difficult rules for the name of God, God himself, attraction for his qualities which are so elaborately described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, attraction for his form, which is uniquely presented in our tradition by the deities. Yes, this attraction gives us the right courage to assume the fear that we also feel because of Maya and Kali Yuga. Right. Of course, one who is at the topmost level of devotional service, full attraction, he doesn't have this anymore, this mental, even only mental fear of falling down or this or that. But still, there is one fear which remains always for everybody. It's a fear of making offenses. That has to be always present for a practicing devotee in devotional service, whatever level we are. Fear of making offenses, the mad elephant offense, or toward devotees, or offenses towards the dam, offenses to the deities. This is something which keeps us sober. Sober in our talking, sober in our activity, sober in our thoughts also. We are invited in the most most elevated cycle of people, most elevated place, most elevated consciousness. So naturally we have to be sober, grateful, and feel this fear of making these offenses. Yes, then fear is also genuine and useful. Okay? That's another type of fear. Yes, Prabhu. France is there today. Yes.
And also, we see that if a devotee is new in Krishna consciousness, he may be very, very strict with himself and very afraid of going back to what he was. Because he had to suffer so much. So he might. And we see that sometimes a devotee, after many years, he loses a little bit this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I just briefly repeat. Srila Prabhupada speaks, we know that our defect, I think he said, for worst specific, mainly for Westerners. Huh? Anyway, that's for everyone also. Defect that we are not enough fearful of Maya. And Prabhu qualified this, saying that in the beginning, we may be really fearful of going back to material life, because it's not far, and devotional service is still fragile. But after some time, whatever it is, months or years or tens of years, we may forget a little this fear, feels like a little okay, I am a devotee now, it's okay, and be a little less cautious about that. Right? So so on one side, for let's say a new devotee, If you feel yourself a new devotee, after 1 week or 1 month, 1 year, 10 years or whatever, that's for you. Then, yes, remembering that Maya is not far behind me in my life. Maya is not far around me or the environment. I have examples of other devotees who unfortunately, you know, slipped away from devotional service. So this is, you know, definitely we should not be too much confident and take advantage of this fear to be very humble and take good association with nice devotees. Okay. Then the other part, after a while, let's say, you know, 1 week or 50 years, like that, you feel, okay, now that's okay. I know how to put my tilak. I know how to give a class of Bhagavatam, or this or that. How it is say in English, you take off your guard, you know, like, you know, when you go on war, you know, you have, you know, you are a little less fearful. How to avoid that? We saw also examples of, unfortunately, devotees after years or after great high steps in devotional service who, you know, slipped away because of mistake, offenses, or whatever, you know, bad association. So how to avoid that? Be fearless. Well, that's, you know, I cannot say it's wrong. Okay, how to be fearless? Two things, I would say. One is by getting protection by the Lord. The other is by putting oneself in a positive, courageous statue of devotional service. Asking protection from the Lord, yes. This is a very simple, basic and important way of chanting the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna. We are encouraged today to chant Hare Krishna by attraction, put our heart in the chanting, which is very important. But it's not always possible or easy, but chanting the Maha Mantra, asking for protection from our, let's say, Universal Mother, Srimati Radharani, and the Supreme Controller, Krishna, or Ram. This is also very good, very useful, and genuine chanting, like a cry of a baby for his, you know, lost parents. So that's one way to be fearless, chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, begging for protection of our budding devotional service, right? You feel that? Yes? Yes. And then the other aspect of being fearless to avoid this danger of being not cautious and slipping away after you are, you know, elder devotee. Anyway, like that. Put yourself in a situation where you have to be spiritually courageous. Courageous? It's okay in English? Okay. Yes. This is our family tradition. There is a book which is about to come out, I heard, by one of my godbrother, Prabhu, Vaisheshika Prabhu. And it's all about Sankirtan, all different aspects, you know, philosophical, practical, Prabhupada, you know, and book distribution, all that. And I heard, I hope I don't disclose the secret, but the title of the book is Our Family Business. Yes. Preaching. Preaching is our family business. What, you know, how far is this family extending to, let's say, Prabhupada disciples? You know, we all heard the heroic times of the beginning of book distribution, and all services, building temples, everything. Then going back to Srila Prabhupada, of course, he's our hero, fearless. He's the most striking and most present in our heart as far as fearfulness is present. We all know Srila Prabhupada, fearlessness, coming alone, keep going on, no support, no encouragement, keep going on, discouraging, keep going on, faith in the holy name, faith in the order, my spiritual master, attraction to Vrindavan and the deities, physical diseases on Jaladuta. You know, keep going on, fearless. Fear is there. You cannot be courageous unless there is fear, you know. But there is fear, but you go over it because there is something more, you know, stronger. Arriving alone, Srila Prabhupada. Oh, this year, I made it for the first time to America. I wanted to feel Srila Prabhupada's, my roots in Srila Prabhupada's as a preacher coming. So I took advantage of this festival in Boston for the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in America. That was very, very, very nice. Devotees rented a big boat to do again the arriving of Srila Prabhupada 50 years later. But this time, Prabhupada was on the boat. We had the deity there. But this time there was like, I don't know, something like 500 devotees around him on the boat. And, you know, for like 2 hours going from, you know, the sea toward Boston Common Pier. And accompanying, like, you know, victoriously, triumphantly, Srila Prabhupada 50 years later. He was alone 50 years ago, you know, all, you know, alone, discouraged by others, not supported, disease, weak, you know, everything, alone, stranger there, nobody. He comes back 50 years later, triumphantly accompanied by all his children and grandchildren and grand-grand like that. That was really something. I transmit that to you so you can also feel a little about it. Yes, so Srila Prabhupada definitely was fearless. Then I went to the different places where he went when he was alone in this fearful situation, which he felt, you know. But, of course, you know, being transcendentally situated in pure love for Krishna and in spiritual master, being transcendentally situated in full, in genuine compassion for the, for us, for the lost souls of this time and place, material world in Kali Yuga, no hope, and ready to receive punishments by Yamaraj for unknown sinful activities. He went alone for, let's say, for 1 year. Yes. Yes. I went to this Dr. Mishra's loft where he was there in this dark room without windows, alone. And he had to go to Dr. Mishra's private place every day to cook. There was nothing there. So he had to go everywhere. I have a little difficult pain in my hip. So I went down the apartment, you know, and some other I get in, you know. Anyway, and I went down and walked toward the riverside where was Dr. Mishra's private place. I could not make it. It was not like 50 meters away. It was a long way to go from one place to the other. Prabhupada did that alone, old age, alone in the winter, you know. It was cold wind and snow, and he had to go every day walking all this way, like that. Then I went to the Bowery Loft. You heard this also, huh? Where he was you know, he was somebody took his things in Dr. Michaud's apartment, his typing machine, everything, probably the door guy, you know, like that. So, you know, one, and it's five floors. And I stopped at each floor because it was, you know, I was remembering Prabhupada alone, fearless, no support, nobody to take care of him, nobody to wash his clothes, to cook for him, you know, no money. And he has to climb the stairs. And you know the story, he had to climb down the stairs running because the hippie became crazy and angry all of a sudden because of drug. And he has to climb down the stair running, you know, I mean, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And anyway, all the story like that. So, yes, fearlessness in preaching, Srila Prabhupada, example. And also, of course, Lord Nityananda, fearlessness in preaching to Jagai and Madai, you know, is linked with Lord Chaitanya's compassion. Okay. So that's enough for the examples. But going to the point, we have to put ourselves into this courageous state of mind, which is necessary for preaching. What to do? We are in devotional service, we are practicing, okay, now we are chanting our rounds, we follow. I mean, more or less, we are doing it all right. Still, we feel some fear, and it's right. It's not enough. It's not enough for most of us, because we don't have much Sukriti behind us, especially in the West. So we know that there is some threat, at least of slipping away for some time. And we don't want that, because it's, you know, fearful. And also because of attraction, because Srila Prabhupada told us, ask us, made it in this lifetime. So although it's, you know, like mission impossible, still, with the blessing and instruction of our spiritual master, it's our duty to do it as if we're going to make it, feeling that, you know, no way, but still, you know. So how are we going to make it? I am fearful. If I don't make advancement, you know the principle, you know, if you don't move forward, then you are reached from the, by the, in the back, you know, by whoever is following you, which is Maya. So we, there's no choice. Once you surrender to Lord Krishna, to devotional service, to ISKCON movement, in one sense, there is no choice, just to move forward. And if you become like regular in devotional service because of your sincere activities, then you still have to move forward. I still have to move forward toward preaching, which is the only, which is the most safe situation, because you are forced to be courageous. And by being courageous, you attract the compassion, the special mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada and your spiritual master and everybody and Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Yeah, when you see a small child taking risks to do something nice, you are especially, you know, want to help him. Like when Lord Krishna, it's heavy a little, so let's go to some so-called light things. When Lord Krishna went to the forest to get some wood for his spiritual master, Sandipani Muni, with his friend Sudama, you know, they were boys, and they went through heavy storm and thunder and lost in the darkness of the night in the forest and with, you know, wild animals, everything was there. know, so they did that just by obedience and love for their spiritual master. So when he heard that they did not come back at night, immediately he left everything, took everybody, let's go and find them. He was very touched. And when he find them, he said, "Oh, my dear students, my dear boys, Krishna, the black one, and Sudama." This is not austerities for such young boys like you, but you did it anyway, just for me. I bless you. What are the blessings? It's not that your words will always be fresh and tasting like nectar after, something like that. Huh? Anyone remembers the blessings? Anybody? Sandipani Munige? Right. Yes, that's it. Whatever words, Lord Krishna, my dear Krishna, you will say, ever say, that will remain ever fresh. And we can all testify that his blessings was true. Yes, so Sandipani was very touched by his young disciples. In the same way, we have to, it's a good choice to push ourselves toward this dangerous situation of preaching. It is dangerous. When Prabhupada speaks about preaching to non-devotees especially, preaching to devotees also is not easy, but preaching to non-devotees is dangerous. Prabhupada speaks about examples, Haridas Thakur or Jesus Christ, like that, getting personally attacked. Remember the early book distributors, in airport and everybody, we all heard stories, being attacked. But not only that, you have to be courageous to preach to non-devotees because the environment is dangerous. A lot of Maya. And in order to attract them, you may feel like, well, I have to be a little like friendly with them, go into their life. It's not clear the limit, and we try to do it our best sincerely, but still it's dangerous. It left some bad samskar in our mind after in the evening, or a few days later it comes back. I was a little cautious, maybe not enough. I went a little too close to this atheistic person or to this, beautiful lady or nice man. It's dangerous. Here in Vrindavan, I feel so protected by you, serious devotees and nice protecting Matajis. So much, I feel so nice here with you. Feel very, all my fear, doubts, attachments, this and that, whatever they are, I just put them at your feet all, and I feel like child, protected. I feel much gratefulness for that. But when we go in preaching, we feel alone. And and also fear of preaching because of, I am not courageous as a devotee. I don't like so much to approach people who don't mean to stop them in the street. Going to people I know that 9 on 10 will slam the door to me or reject me, and then I will have to answer the objections, atheistic things or doubts, and I have to find quickly the answer. So I have to push myself for that, but I know for sure that of course it is an order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is an order of Srila Prabhupada. Is a way to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Sri Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam is sure to be success, some or other. There's no choice. What is the choice between remaining a little, you know, more or less secure in my bhajan, with my experience, which is not nothing, and hopefully can make it like that? So that's one choice, in good association. And the other choice is to jump into it. Overcome whatever apprehension is the word in English? Apprehension, you know, fear, apprehension. And do the needful, because there is need everywhere. Do the needful. Don't be falsely courageous or not intelligently courageous. Take the right protection, association and knowledge, you know, study and holy name, like that, all the weapons, you know, anger, like Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, Varnam, Tisha, Krishna, Sangha, Pangasra, Parshadam. Sangha, association, before going to battle. You know, Lord Chaitanya, he came with Sangha, with his, you know, associate, you know, Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Sangha, Parshad, you know, his dear companion, like Gadadhar, Pandit, Sangha, Parshada, Anga, his weapons, you know, his preachers. Anyway, we don't go alone to battle. Don't be temeraire. I mean, anyway. But this is a good choice. And this is our family business. Anyway, sorry, I went. Okay. So going back to the verse very quickly to finish, to conclude. Going back to the verse, in fear, those who are, I would say, only following Varnashram Dharma, which is already a good step, worship the Lord in fear. Fear of punishment, of not doing one's duty. But because they worship Him in association with devotees of the Lord, the fear is mixed with attraction. And then they will, you know, the attraction is going to push them toward devotional service. And then devotional service in practice is still some fear mixed. But the main thing is through sincere and serious practice, you increase your attraction and you see the goal. Then, you know, more and more like that. And the ultimate situation of non-fear, no fear, in the most fearful place, which is a preaching field, where you get complete association with the Parampara and with Śrīla Prabhupāda. Best way to repay our debt to Him. So, all respect and obeisances to all devotees who are working in Śrīla Prabhupāda preaching movement of ISKCON. Hey. Please accept my obeisances. Vanchakalpa, Tarubhyasha, Kripa Sindhu Vyaibhacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vishnavibho. Thank you for your blessing for preaching. Hare Krishna.